Since England was England, I dare boldly say, there ne'er was such subject for ballad or play. For to Brackley town there's lately come down a mighty great burgess of little renown. Most think he was born with the moon in the wane, which astrologers say makes an ebb in the brain. He set the taps running and gave them good ale, the thing in the world that's most like to prevail. When vessels run out and drink flies about, let burghers and freemen their honesty doubt. Who drinks himself into the Parliament House, he may prate what he will, he'll ne'er vote worth a louse. When a member's in debt, he will pay off his scores by voting for papists, for pimps, and for whores. If such men as these your palates will please, Grey Danby no longer need pay double fees. If he'd but present your base town with a charter, poor England would soon be your martyr. Your neighbors of Buckingham showed you the way of selling your birthrights for one merry day. They do not remember the 5th of November, who'd vote for the papist for a timber. Ravaillac and Clement their labors may spare, the great whore of Babel will soon be your heir. The mayor of this town, some men call him Jack Stokes, as trusty as Judas and witty as Noakes. He hath a fair tongue, is very well hung, veracity never will do him much wrong. To get an old debt or his lease to renew, our Roches would vote for a Turk or a Jew. The next we shall mention is hungry old Stone, who would sell his religion to purchase a bone. But churches and schools make use of such tools, his landlord a tutor to madmen and fools, doth threat to make void his lease if he votes in behalf of his country of Bedlar Oats. Young Hilton and Wilkins, old Williams and Jakeman, as honest as Coleman and Harcourt or Wakeman, to give them their due of 30 and 2, excepting for members, they're all of a crew. For Harding and Baldwin would worship the Pope, the one for a charter, the other a rope. Thus charters and town halls so far can prevail, that England already is exposed unto sale. Methinks through a cloud, Pym, Hampden, and Stroud draw the curtains of heaven and bawl out aloud to warn you and keep you from selling your laws. You know they were saints for the Parliament cause. With bulls and with masses this critical hour, they'll bribe you to save all the lords in the tower. The dim will rejoice with heart and with voice when he hears the good news of your half-witted choice. Te Deum Laudamus last sessions was seen to be sung for the choosing of Pepys and of Dean.